How to install your Facebook Pixel onto your website. Facebook Pixel allows you to combine your business or brand's website with Facebook's powerful tracking and advertising capabilities. Setting up a business page is just the start, and many businesses stop there. I've created this post because leveraging the power of Facebook and Instagram, owned and controlled by Facebook, is essential to automating your hustle, and this step could be holding you back. Read on to discover how to create, test, assign and install the Facebook Pixel to your website or app. What is a Facebook Pixel? A Facebook is a snippet of code that you would place on your website to track visitors, report conversions, build audiences and get insights into how people are using your website. It's called a pixel because the code embeds an image on your website that is 1 pixel wide and 1 pixel tall. Where to find your Facebook Pixel? Your Facebook Pixel can be found in your Business Manager. Each Business Manager account can have up to 10 pixels. If you need more than that, you will need to contact Facebook directly and request more. If you have not set up one, you can learn how to set up your Business Manager account here. If you are managing Facebook for someone else, you'll need to make sure that you are an admin in their Business Manager account. If not, you will need to contact them and let them know to add your Facebook profile as an admin from within their account. Here is how to create a new Facebook Pixel. Go to your Business Manager settings. Click the People and Assets tab and then Pixels in the drop-down menu. If you already have Pixels, this is where they can be found. Click Create a Facebook Pixel. Type in a name for your Pixel. Agree to the Facebook Pixel terms and click Next. Click Setup now to start installing your Pixel. If you'd like to stay in Business Manager, then click Continue. Setting up your Facebook Pixel. Once your Pixel is created in your Business Manager and you are in the Pixels section, shown above, you can begin setup. Click Setup Pixel and you'll get a few options. 1. Using an integration or tag manager. If you choose to use an integration or tag manager, you'll then need to select the platform or app that you will be installing the Pixel to. You will get a step-by-step walkthrough for each one. For WordPress websites, we use the second option below and manually install the Pixel using this Google Tag Manager plugin or this Website Code Manager plugin. For WooCommerce websites, we then follow the integration setup in the Business Manager. 2. Manually installing the code yourself. Choose this option if HTML doesn't intimidate you. Fortunately, most website platforms have an area for JavaScript code, tracking or header code. Your Facebook Pixel will need to be copied and pasted there. Just make sure that your Pixel shows up on every page, not just the home page. 3. Emailing instructions to a developer. If you have no idea what to do with tracking code, select this option to email instructions to your developer. Enter their information and click Send. They will know what to do from there. Facebook also provides event codes to track individual activities. Place this code right after the Facebook Pixel on pages that mark specific outcomes, like a purchase confirmation page, an email sign-up thank you page, or an add to cart page. You can use the event code to track data associated with the outcome as well. For example, the price of the product that was purchased can be added to the event code. This will allow you to use Facebook to track sales numbers, measure how well your traffic is being converted to sales, and how much each website visitor is worth. Testing that your Facebook Pixel is working. To check that your Facebook Pixel is installed and firing correctly, you'll need to send some traffic to it. In another browser window, go ahead and navigate your website and click around to a few pages. Then go back over to your Business Manager and see if it fired. Click People and Assets, then Pixels, and click the Pixel that you created. If the status is green and active, your Pixel is good to go. If it is inactive, you'll need to double check that the Pixel is in the header of your app or website and that you copied and pasted the entire code. You may also check in the Events Manager as well to see if activity has been recorded. Assigning your Facebook Pixel to an ad account. To really harness the power of tracking using your Facebook Pixel, you'll want to connect it to your Facebook ad account. This way, when you run ads sending traffic to your website, you'll be able to track your return on investment right from with your dashboard. In the Business Manager settings, People in Assets, Pixel screen, click Assign Ad Account. Select the ad account that you've already set up that you need associated with this Pixel. Assign partners to your Pixel. If another person or agency is managing your ads for you, you'll need to assign them as a partner to your pixel. In the same screen, click Assign Partner and select a role for the other party. If they will just be viewing data, select Pixel Analyzer. If they are an agency or if they will be managing the pixel with you, select Pixel Editor. You'll then need to add their business ID. They would be able to find this under the Business Info tab in their business settings. You may also add and remove partners and manage their access from the Partners tab in your Business Manager. Once you've added a partner, you would click the Assign Assets button to give them access to pixels, business pages, Instagram accounts, ad accounts, and more. And that's it. Now you can use your website to leverage the real power of Facebook and Instagram. Using Facebook Analytics, you can see what type of people are visiting your website. With the Event Manager, you can get an overview of how people are engaging with your website. If this post helped you, let me know in the comments below. Be sure to share this guide with your team or anyone who may be handling your social media. Stay tuned for a guide on installing and setting up Google Analytics by opting into Elevant Insiders below. Peace. Suave. Image already added.